FMR 101.3 FM.
Happy birthday, Mornay. We have a birthday boy in studio today.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. We have long stopped counting the rings on this particular tree trunk. It's we're now into the deadwood stage. But thank you so much for the wishes because, yeah, time really does fly. And so does the insert on a Saturday morning from week to week. It almost feels as if we just jump ahead from one Saturday to another, and our time is so short. And I think today is just such a beautiful weather day. I think spring is almost knocking at the door, though we know winter is not past. But the sunshine that we're going to have today just gives us a reminder, because everything is fresh and crisp. And isn't there a better time of the year than just waking up to that? And with that, I think we must also just have a look at what's happening in nature, not only in our gardens. I think this year is going to be an absolute stunning year to go and look at the wildflowers on the West Coast. I know from people close at hand to me that if you want to take a drive out, especially today, to the West Coast Park, their flowers have already started. You know, it's region by region, and the areas generally which have the sandy soil all the way up to Fredenburg tend to have a lot more flowers quicker. So obviously, as the sun is shining today, they will be open, and remembering that they always sort of tend to face north mostly, so even when you're driving up you won't see the flowers, but if you drive back you'll be facing them, so it's a good day. But we mustn't forget that if you drive further up into the Namaqualand, now is the time that most of the winter flowering bulbs are flowering, and there is a big range. I think we sort of tend to overemphasize when we look at the Namaqualand daisies, for instance, which obviously give you masses of flowers. And over large areas, we tend to forget about the bulbs, and they themselves give a very big show, but in slightly smaller quantities and more localized, but definitely well worth the trip. And I think this year is going to give us an exceptional show, because we had a very, very good year last year, which means that there was an abundance of seed that was sowed, which this means this year that germination is just going to be rife, and it's going to be great. But going back to our own garden, this is the time that we start looking at things that are literally budding and just waiting to pop, just waiting for that ambient temperature to pick up. It's been very chilly because we've had almost no cloud cover in the last week, but things will change, and when they do change, they change rapidly. We start looking in the garden at those things which are just ready to bud and burst open. And one of the plants that always give me an indication on the change of seasons is a jasmine polyanthemum, the old-fashioned Chinese jasmine. And those buds are numerous on your plants at this time of the year. And all they're doing is they're just waiting for that right temperature change, and then they just open with this mass of scent which comes through. So if you're looking for something, it is a good indicator in your garden on the change of seasons, plus something that is really, really well scented. There are so many jasmines to really select. When we talk about jasmine, it's actually quite a broad spectrum of plants which we tend to refer to. But the Chinese jasmine, jasmine polyanthemum, is a really, really good, strong scented creeper, which you can put. It's not self-clinging, so it does need a trellis to be able to climb on, and preferably growing in a north-facing area so that it gets as much sunlight as possible. And then obviously the good favorite, the old favorite, Tracheospermum jasminoides, the star jasmine, also slightly lighter scent, which gives you multiple flushes throughout the year, which is a really, really good option. And then of course we have some indigenous jasmines like jasmine zambak. Doesn't flower as prolifically, but it's a prolific grower, and it really, really is actually quite tough because it has a much more leathery leaf. So if you are in a coastal area and you're looking for sort of something a jasmine-y, then definitely jasmine zambak is something to consider and look at. So don't forget about the feeding. I think when we start looking at this time of the year, if you haven't been feeding your plants, or you haven't given any nutrition, don't leave it too late. Because remember, with this growth spurt, which is just around the corner for all the plants, the best thing is to have those nutrients in reserve for the plant, so that they can just go down and grab whatever they need, because they are going to come out and just do their thing in the next couple of weeks. So it's fantastic. I mean, can we believe we're already in August? So it's amazing. Time has just really flown by. So think about it. Go out if you can and have a look at the West Coast, up as far as Fredenburg. The flowers are already out a little bit further north. It's going to take a little bit longer for them to come out, but it's going to be a spectacular year.
Thank you, Mornay, and hope you have a beautiful birthday
Thank
on this
so
beautiful sunny day. But I know you're working today.
FMR 101.3 FM.